The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let me start off by wishing each and every one of you a Shahru Ramadan Mubarak. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us enough strength to be obedient to Him in this month, to be able to accomplish His rites that He has set out for us in this month with good health and good mental health as well, inshallah. And that we leave, you know, this holy month of Ramadan as better believers than we entered it, inshallah. Just discuss about the holy month, Shahru Ramadan. But let's prepare our hearts and our spirits as well to ensure that we are ready. And there are many different ways to look at the holy month. But you know, I believe that relationships are important. And when you look at our existence, there are three very important relationships that we can cultivate and develop in the month of Ramadan. The first of these relationships, you know, is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's the primary existence that we have, stems from His existence. And therefore, we are entirely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, one of the things that we have to never forget, you know, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala longs for a relationship with His servants. Yeah, you know, it's amazing, the one who is needless, but He really wants us to be connected to Him. And there's a very beautiful hadith where it's a hadith al-Qudsi where Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya Dawood, لو يعلم المدبرون عني كيف انتظاري لهم. It says, for those who turn away from me were to know the extent of my desire for them, my anticipation for them. ورقي بهم وشوقي إلى ترك معاصيهم, and my longing to be gentle towards them, and how I long for them not to sin anymore. He says, لَمَاتُوا شَوْقًا إِلَيَّ. They would die in anticipation of me. Yeah, subhanAllah. If we were connected to God and realized that, man, God, all He wants is for us to become better servants. You know why? Because it doesn't serve Him anything. It doesn't benefit God anything, right? Like this prayer that we're doing, it's not like God says, ah, alhamdulillah, look. I don't know who He's saying alhamdulillah to, but you know what I mean? Like He's saying, like, look, like they're praying to me. No, He doesn't care. He honestly doesn't care. Everything we do is for our own benefit. It's for our own benefit. God wants to see us successful. The idea that God, you know, like sometimes as a teacher, you have a child who's a bad child, doesn't do any work. Sometimes you feel good failing them. Yeah, you're like, let them fail. Yeah, God's not like that. God's not like me. Yeah, alhamdulillah. God doesn't want to see anyone fail. Yeah, He doesn't want to see anyone go to hell. He gives us chance after chance after chance after chance after chance to become a better servant of His. Yeah, to find Him. Imagine a person, right, who lived a life not as a believer for 50, 60, 70 years, finds Islam when they were 70, and they die the next day, Allah enters them into paradise. Because they found Him. They found Him. Yeah? He says, forget the past. You found me. Right? Find God, my brothers and sisters, in the month of Ramadan. Find Him. Yeah? Connect to Him. Develop a relationship with Him. It is fundamental that if our relationship with God is not strong, it doesn't matter what else we do in this world, we will not be successful in the hereafter. Our relationship with God is primary. And so develop that, right? However you want to develop it. whether it's conversations with God, whether it's du'as, or whether it's just trying to be a better person for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That's number one. Develop that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ramadan, Ramadan, welcome holy month, Ramadan, welcome Ramadan.
The second aspect is a relationship with ourselves. This is the second most important, not second most, second relationship. And the relationship that we have with ourselves is very simple. In the month of Ramadan, do not do zulm to yourselves. Yeah? Do not do zulm to yourselves, right? Zulm is any type of oppression. Do not sin, right? You know, I remember once somebody had told me, and I've shared this with you many times. He said, Sheikh, Muharram Ramadan, no music for me. Yeah? And I was like, you know what? Alhamdulillah. I was like, what do you want me to tell you? Alhamdulillah, right? Like two out of 10 months or 2 out of 12, Alhamdulillah, I'll take it. Yeah? We can do it. Don't sin. Yeah? My simple rule in the month of Ramadan, do not sin. Yeah? Do not sin. Do not sin. And start from now. Yeah? We have to prep from now because you can't be like Chand, okay, bas, I'll stop, right? Moon, I'll stop. No, start from now. You know our habits. We know ourselves what we do. We know ourselves things that are shady that we do. Stop it. Yeah? And don't do zulm to yourselves in the month of Ramadan, because the worst of people are those who are not forgiven in the month of Ramadan, right? There's famous traditions. They say that if a servant is not forgiven in Ramadan, like what other month do they expect to be forgiven in? Right? This is the month. But the way we counter that or earn that forgiveness is by not sinning in the month of Ramadan. And I'm sure of it, that if we don't sin in the month of Ramadan, if we want to carry it forward, it will become very easy to carry it forward. We will only revert back to sinning if we want to sin. You know, this is something that's also really interesting. I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were talking about like all the halal restaurants here in Peel, for example, right? Like maybe over 1,000 halal restaurants. I was like, man, if somebody somebody eats haram here, it's because they want to eat haram. Not because out of any type of, like, you know, like, oh, I don't know what else to do, I have to eat a burger. No, Baba, there's like 10 burger joints around. Same, in the month of Ramadan, it becomes so much easier not to sin. And if you want to sin, it's because you want to do it. There's no other choice. No one to blame but yourself at that particular point. So that's number two, relationship with ourselves. Work on it. And the third relationship is a relationship with others, right? And this has many layers to it. But just to be kind to each other, yeah? To be caring for each other. To give sadaqah in the month for those who are less fortunate. Anything we can do to make the life of others better, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn will make our lives better. These three relationships, if we can start developing them from now, with Allah, with ourselves and with others, inshallah, the month of Ramadan will be a month unlike any other for all of us, inshallah. Keep us in your du'as. You're always in mine. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوما قريب ليل